This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A person's character is truly measured by his interaction with his juniors, dependents, and subordinates. It is very easy to greet, respect, salute, honor, and revere the wealthy, the affluent, the ruler, the monarch. But how many of us take time to greet our worker, our helper, our gardener? In fact, on the reverse, Allah forbid, when many of them would greet us, we would not even respond to their greetings. And that is the furthest away from the teachings of Islam. Today, I share with you another etiquette when interacting with someone junior to you or a dependent on you. So, Juz 15, chapter 18, verse 60. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was tasked by the Almighty to travel to the confluence of the two oceans, he was accompanied by a helper, a servant, and a khadim, Li Fatahu, who we learned through the narrations was Yusha' bin Nun. Subhanallah, the scholars make a deduction here. As they commence the journey, Sayyidina Musa informs his khadim and his servant of the intended journey of travel. And remember the time when Moses said to his youngster, La abrah, I will continue traveling, hatta abluga majma' al-bahrain, till I reach the confluence of the two oceans, aw amdhiya huquba, or I will travel beyond until finally I meet al-khadir. Now, many of us don't even consider this to be an etiquette. You just scream and yell at your helper, jump into the car. Boss, where are we going? Don't ask me questions. This man is clueless what time he'll be coming back. Is it a 3-hour journey? Is it a 4-hour journey? Sometimes even scholars would do this with a disciple. This is not the etiquettes of deen. Inform those that are traveling with you as the leader of the group and the caravan. Let them know so they can plan and arrange accordingly. Subhanallah. This is the dignity that Islam affords to every human. May Allah imbibe within us these beautiful and rich teachings. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.